Well, there was a time when everybody thought, well, maybe Bitcoin is just a flash in the pan. In fact, Jamie Dimon, who was who's you know very famous and head of J.P. Morgan Chase, said, "Oh, it's you know it's a fraud. Global payments are gonna crush it." And then, of course, a little while later, J.P. Morgan announced maybe they were gonna go into the digital coin business. But once you own a Bitcoin, how do you get it out? And well, what if you just want part of it? I mean, a Bitcoin's $30,000-$40,000. Maybe you want to just spend a little bit of it. Jack Williams is the co-founder and CEO of B4U Financial, and he's set up a way for you to get, I guess, part of that Bitcoin out. Jack Williams joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I it's a terrible thing if you want to, you know, get a little bit of your money in this darn thing is $30,000 or $40,000 a piece. So you've set up a mechanism where I can go to an ATM and get part of my money out of the Bitcoin?
Yes. So today we have about 9,000 ATM machines, just like you would see at a store, that you can walk up to that machine. You can use your Bitcoin wallet that's on your mobile phone, and you're able to withdraw cash using Bitcoin as the funding source. Now, it's very much alive and well in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So believe it or not, not everybody is as savvy as you are about this, including me. So I've got a Bitcoin wallet on my phone, and somehow I'm interfacing with your ATM?
Yes, yeah, so you have your wallet, and the world of transfers in the Bitcoin space is really done with a QR code. And so you're going to walk up to the ATM. It's going to activate the ATM with see our logo. It says Bitcoin. And so it's a series of questions. But one is, how much money do you want to withdraw? Two is how much the fee is for the withdrawal. And then you'll activate a QR reader, a scanner, that's part of your wallet, and you'll take a picture of the with a scanner of the QR code that you're looking at, and the rest is all done in a matter of 7-8 seconds, and your cash is then dispersed just like you had used a credit card.
And so how are you? Well, you're providing the interface, so you're not the bank behind. There's some financial entity behind the ATM, right?
Correct. So there is, but in the Bitcoin world, it's a little bit different. You have what they call banks, and in that world are called exchanges. And so, yes, we are the network that makes it all happen. We're kind of like, think of us as Visa, and we are, as Visa moves transactions around, facilitates the payments. That's the role we play. But yes, there are multiple banks involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Is this expensive? Normally an ATM fee is, a couple of dollars.
No, these are a little bit more expensive because there's more steps to it and there's less number of transactions. So as a general rule, it's $9 for a transaction. It's a flat rate. But compared to the going cost to set up an exchange, and I mean, to do it, there's another way, but much more complicated, much more expensive. And those can run 10-12%. So on a $500 transaction, $9 is a pretty good value.
So who's your customer? Who wants to walk up to an ATM and get out, $500 or something? Out of their Bitcoin account.
So you figure that there's about, in the United States, 50 million Bitcoin wallets out there. And today, and it's been changed, but the value of all those wallets in Bitcoin is about $800 billion. So you have all this pent up demand. These people want to get it. So the average Bitcoin holder is generally 18 to 35, with a second group 50 to 60-year-olds. So everyone that has a Bitcoin wallet that bought it for appreciation is looking for a way to get cash out, take their wife to dinner, take their, their money.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, it used to be that people bought Bitcoin kind of their fund money. But today, a lot of people are using Bitcoin for their rent money.
But again, you something you said, you know, sort of confirmed what I thought, is that they considered it an investment. When I first heard about Bitcoin, I thought it was an easy mechanism to move money around. And if I was going to go from dollars to pounds to euros, you know, rather than go through all these exchange rates, you just had a common currency. But that's not how it's being used.
Well, it's evolving to that. And one of the things that we're driving is this migration from a potential investment to mainstream currency. So we believe that we're part of the process. And so I use the term digital currencies because you have so many countries that are coming out with their own digital currency, including the United States. They call those stable coins. So it's migrated from the old days. I go back to when Bitcoins were like a 25 cents each.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't buy any, but I was a ways. And so it's moving from an investment with the hope that it's going to increase in value to the currency of the future that people can do exactly what you said, buy and sell, move money, remittances, many applications.
But who in their right mind would keep their safe money in something that one morning could be worth $40,000 and later on the next day could be worth, you know, $28,000?
Right. That's a really good question. I think that when you look at these new stable coins, they call them, they're the many different ones are evolving where they will not have that fluctuation. So we're getting calls from payroll companies, for example, that want to be able to pay their employees. So there is some stability coming in the market. So you'll still have the Bitcoin's price fluctuation volatility. Absolutely. But that's what they want. But then you have this whole world of digital currency stable coins that is just a digital dollar.
You've been in this whole global payments business for a very, very long time, long before anybody ever heard of Bitcoin. Tell me about the field right now that you're in. I mean, you're based in North Texas, but you operate all over. Are there a lot of barriers to entry, or are there other people who are doing what your company's doing?
Well, I think what separates us is we're payments people. I mean, I've had 35 years in the payments world. I'm actually the inventor of the gift card, right? So we have a lot of payments expertise, and we're applying that to the Bitcoin world. So there's not a lot of people that have the payment side, and that's really what this is evolving. So we do have offices in Sydney. We have offices in Toronto. We have them in Malta, different countries, because Bitcoin digital currencies is a global currency, not just a domestic currency.
So are you going to be replacing, you know, Western Union or MoneyGram or whatever for moving money around?
I think the Western Union and MoneyGram in the old days were, you take your cash to a location, they would transfer it, and then somebody would get cash on the other side. Yeah, I think the paradigm is changing rapidly in that from the convenience of your home using your mobile device with Bitcoin, you can move money to anywhere in the world. So we like to say we can move money from anywhere to anywhere in the world all in 10 to 15 seconds.
So you're, in essence, a software company. So you have to be on hardware. Are all ATMs set up to handle your software? Do they have?
Not all of them. No. The individual owners of the ATMs have to download our software. So we're one, the software provider, but more importantly, we're the network that makes it all possible. So we're on both sides of that fence. So I would say, you know, we're looking to have 50, 60,000 ATMs with our software in the United States, hopefully by the end of June.
Wow. That's quick. This is fascinating. And you're right. It is evolving. And everybody seems to be getting into this business, and you seem to be there at the right time. Jack Williams, co-founder and CEO of B4U Financial. That's the letter B, the number 4, and the letter U Financial. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Williams, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.